In Abuja, Nigeria today, new peace talks are beginning in an attempt to end the war in Sudan's Darfur region. The last effort at talks to end the crisis took place in Ethiopia in July and fell apart before anything could be resolved. The government of Sudan has one more week to convince the UN Security Council that it is disarming Arab militias in its Darfur region. The Janjaweed, as they're known, are accused of killing tens of thousands of people and driving more than a million black African villagers in Darfur from their homes. NPR's Jason Beaubien is in the town of El Janaina in western Darfur, where the population has doubled with people fleeing the conflict. He joins us now. Jason, describe what the conditions are that you've been seeing.
People are crowded into camps that are just makeshift camps. People have slapped up these little huts that they're living in, and they're made out of just sticks and T-shirts and bits of cloth, plastic bags, and they're all crowded into this town that I'm in at the moment, El Janaina. About 80,000 people have moved into the town to get away from the countryside. A lot of humanitarian aid is starting to come in. Conditions are improving, but overall, these are really very bare-bones camps.
And tools for survival, what are people doing?
The humanitarian aid is starting to flow, but it isn't enough by even the humanitarian aid agency's standards. They say that people aren't getting enough water, there aren't enough toilets, there isn't enough food. So many people are going out into the countryside to scavenge for wood, to scavenge for whatever food they might be able to find in the areas surrounding the camps, and also doing a little bit of work for either the aid agencies or gathering firewood to sell by the side of the road. But people are just really scraping by here at the moment.
Sounds like when people do leave the camps to go on those scavenging missions that you're talking about, they've become the target of a lot of attacks.
Yeah, and that is one of the major complaints of people, is that they feel that they're almost prisoners in these camps. As I was going around today, I heard that repeatedly, that women were afraid of being raped, men were afraid of being killed. Oftentimes people say that they get beaten by these Arab Janjaweed militia that are either on horseback or on camels. And so when people go on these scavenging missions, they stay quite close to the camps, and they're actually sort of deforesting the entire area right around the camps.
We mentioned the deadline next week, next Tuesday, August 31st, that the UN has given the Sudanese government to improve the security situation in Darfur. Do you get any sense that the security in that area has improved at all?
Well, the security has improved a little bit in that people feel secure now inside the camps and inside the large towns. But outside, it hasn't improved at all. The Janjaweed really control the countryside, and people are completely terrified to go out into what used to be their towns, used to be their small villages. I saw numerous villages that were burned out. There's only donkeys living in some of the houses. The security situation is still extremely dire, and it's not gotten to a state where people are at all talking about returning to their villages.
Jason, officials from the Sudanese government have said that they will disarm the Janjaweed and they will provide security in Darfur. What are you hearing from people in the camps about the likelihood of that happening?
The people in the camps don't believe that the government in Sudan is going to disarm the Janjaweed. They say that the government in Khartoum created the Janjaweed to attack them, and they have no faith that the government is actually going to do this.
Jason, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Melissa.
NPR's Jason Beaubien in the town of El Janaina in western Darfur.